Good morning, this is Rion from the First Years, just recording like the last few. Take a seat, Rion.
Yeah, have a seat. No,
oh dear, oh dear.
Not take it.
He's a joker. Do you want to talk to us about this, Rion? Your exhibition display plan?
Okay, I'm still working on the other thing at home. It's going fine. No, I am planning to go into town. Today, pick up some, maybe find some clay in some stores.
You need clay from shops in town?
A little more, yes.
Like the air dry.
Clay. Yeah.
Clay. And that's this piece? Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And do these, are they two separate characters? Are they different? Is this one different?
Well, I'm confident I'll finish it out.
This one?
One before I go.
Okay.
I've also been working hard on that guy, so...
Yeah, you have, and he's developing really well. Seen you painting him now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
What's this?
Comic book?
Okay.
Okay, right.
Elsie showed me her, so...
Okay.
Good, you've all been talking to each other.
Uh-huh. And these pictures...
You keep telling me that the person made some kind of illustrations to give context to what the sculpture is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it's quite important. Because you had such a good narrative that you wanted to show through your sculptures.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Time is running out for that.
Yeah, I won't be able to make a day or two. I intended to.
And I feel it's quite important, I don't know what Chantel feels, to show the narrative, to give these creatures more understanding to your audience. And your drawings are really good. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a really good idea to show some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you wanted it originally... Do you have a plan of your original idea where you had three pedestals with three features? Because that would be good to show development of your plans.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so that's the original one.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So we did think that it might be a bit of a stretch time-wise... Mm-hmm. That was right, unfortunately.
Yeah, those two are not getting made.
Yeah, which is a shame. But you can still showcase these guys
in your drawings.
Illustrations,
mm-hmm,
yeah?
Yeah?
So maybe six might be too many. You could just do three.
Yeah,
bigger ones.
I really like your bigger drawings, Rion, I think.
Like with the bamboo stick?
Sorry?
Like with the bamboo stick and the ink?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're really successful.
Yeah.
I think your really small, meticulous drawings are also very good. But I enjoy the bigger ones more.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know what your thoughts on that are.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think ultimately, the way that the work gets displayed for you, Rion, at the moment, is still a little bit up in the air until you have produced...
This guy
everything
as well.
Yeah.
And then we can sort of like really lay it out.
Excuse me.
Yeah, so it might go on plinths, it might go onto a countertop, it might, who knows at the moment, but you just need to get these elements finished.
My hopeful
your picture.
Seems like my work.
Your picture. But yeah, in principle, Rion, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I guess one thing that is a little off-putting is that these are kind of separate in a way. Like, there's all mythical creatures and the narrative, and there's this guy. Just, like, they're not exactly connected in that way.
Okay. So, change your plan so that they are connected. How could you make them connected?
Have a think about it, Rion. It might be because we're going to set up your desk area, and it might be that this one goes in there, ultimately. Who knows? I think it would be a shame for that to happen, because it's quite impressive what you've produced, for the sake of including this character within your imagery, I think it would be a wise thing for you to do. Yeah? Because otherwise, yeah, him on his own.
And, like, warp my narrative to include him?
Yeah.
I guess that's a bit odd for me because there's basically a mythical beast of legend. Then there's just a dinosaur, like a real life creature and a mythological creature.
Uh-huh.
Just that's a bit jarring to me.
Okay.
That does make sense.
It does make sense entirely. So the options then are to present this somewhere else. So it's not included within your main display. So your main display then becomes the air drying creature that you've created, and then the illustrations,
mm-hmm.
your comments book and your artist statement and things.
Getting rid of these
so
too.
Just he goes somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this one you've created or nearly completed creating,
mm-hmm.
he links directly with your mythological research. Yeah.
Yeah.
How big is he, she, they?
Not as big as a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
Not, okay, show us roughly. He's flat.
Like say the ring.
Like pinky to pinky.
Like something like that.
Okay. That long and how tall?
She's lying
flat.
Down. She's lying
ish.
Down. So.
Okay. Okay. And these images, if we're saying that they're going to be the big stick and ink drawings, and you have three of them, could you make them like A3 size minimum?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's A3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's really achievable. The last ones you did were double that size.
And
it's not bigger.
And
that's A2.
And so we're saying like roughly four?
Three.
Three.
We'll aim for three images.
Three images.
That's fine.
Just depicting your narrative, and I can help you pinpoint those down.
Yeah. But yeah. I think that's really achievable.
It'll be a good show,
yeah.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Now, in terms of your block, that's where I'm going to get in.
Why are you making that face, Rion?
Maybe I was particularly on the practical stuff lately, so.
Have you been putting your practical stuff on your blog?
I've been putting pictures on there.
Do you do any homework, Rion? Do you do any work from home?
I guess I'll borrow some him, but not much.
Not much. Okay. Because your mum did say if you get any homework, I can email it to her and she'll make sure you get that done.
Yeah.
You're going to have to start working independently from home.
Mm.
Hopefully you've got some. Where's all your evaluation reflection? You do a lot of that with Ruth. Do you know? Nothing on practical skills. Not seeing much. Are you putting it on the FFP page? Okay. So you are blogging. You're just putting them in the wrong places.
Yeah, I've been putting those in the planning project section. Work.
So
yeah, there is the general front overview.
That's
bit.
That one. This is where all your stuff is.
Right.
You need to separate them.
Yeah. These subcategories are more important. You need to get your evidence into those.
It might be that you find Ben and me, you can come together and separate them for you.
Okay.
For what you've already done. But going forward, I don't know if you've had these everything goes within your blog. So there's lists of everything that relate to each category. Have you seen this before?
Nope.
No, I have given it to the class before. Okay.
We'll take that for now.
Yeah, I'll keep that one for myself.
So you take that with you, Rion, okay? We'll try and sort out what you've done already, so you're not having to do them all over again.
Actually, Raf should be coming to the blog spot today. So
Raf?
Raf, who sits in on the blog spot every Friday.
That guy, I rarely see.
You rarely see?
I think I've only seen that guy a few sparse times in the last few months.
Well, yeah, he only comes into his department on a Friday, so that's why.
So, together today, you, me and Raf can start moving all of these things into the right sections. Because I know you do a lot of evaluation and reflection every single week with Ruth. There's nothing on that bit. So, your blogging's good. You do need to do more. You look like you're going to say something then.
Like, I know I managed to do decent like, in the last project, but it's been more stagnant in this one.
Okay.
So we're going to do that after or before lunch?
We'll do this after lunch. Yeah. Can we have a quick look through your sketchbook, Rion?
Can I ask you, Rion, what your plan is for next year? Sorry, just whilst we're looking
through. Plan?
Yeah. What are you doing next year?
Isn't the general idea you come in, you give us the prompts, and we try to figure something out?
No, I mean, are you planning on carrying on with the course into the second year?
Yes.
Right. Okay. So, with that in mind, Rion, you're like very practically capable, but I have some concerns when it comes to the backup work, like the research documentation and some of the other components of the course, okay? Because it becomes so much more independent when you go through the qualification. You write actually really quite well. It's just maybe a little bit thin on the ground, okay? In a project of this length, okay, in the second year, really, I would expect of one artist per week. So this project has been 13 weeks long.
I can only see two artists.
I would expect
one.
13.
One artist.
Even in the first year, to achieve a pass, a minimum of six artists. And that's just the artist research. Then you have to do the wider contextual research. So you were saying these are mythological beasts.
He has done the research.
So you've got a bit there, but I'd expect to see sort of like other sort of more contemporary kind of issues being brought into the project. So it's not all just based on fantasy, yeah? So that you're creating animals and beasts that are reflecting some maybe social or political kind of issues. This qualification does get quite tough, okay, into the second year. And at the moment, if I'm being really honest with you, this wouldn't pass, okay? It might do in the first year, but certainly not into the second year. How do you feel about that?
Sounds a bit daunting, but
yeah. And it should be, because it's a qualification, you know? We're giving you a qualification, but in order for us to give that to you, you need to give us work and evidence. That's kind of the trade-off, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Quite often, Rion, I do see that you get distracted when you're wearing your headphones and you've got your iPad on the go. I'm not opposed to people, you know, wearing headphones and things like that, but when I see that there is then gaps in your sketchbook, that becomes a little bit maybe of a sticking point that we need to address. Because there are some stuff in here and there's some good stuff in here, but maybe we just need to up the levels, you know, in terms of some of the research activities. And I know that you write really, really well and you analyse things quite well as well.
But I need more.
Not necessarily in terms of how much writing that you're doing, but just more influences being brought in. Like, I would have thought some more of these kind of claymation-y kind of people would be good to look at. Some more artists in the more traditional sense that maybe deal with monsters, not as you are trying to make yourself, but a broader idea of monsters. Have you ever heard of Jake and Dinos Chapman?
No.
They're really, really famous British artists, and they create some really quite terrifying things, some that I'm sure you'll find really, really shocking, and that's the whole point of their work. Yeah, they're trying to be shocking. And they created a body of work a few years ago that was based all around African sculpture, but using characters like Ronald McDonald and the Hamburglar and cult social icons, but transforming them into what look like very ancient sculpture. Yeah, they also create mini little micro worlds as well, like tiny little dioramas of like scenes,
like those intricately designed train tracks you might see at certain places.
Not so much train tracks,
like
scenes of war. It's all quite bloody. So
like not the vibe or tone of those. Like I mean, like the idea of like this
small houses
and trees.
Exactly, small micro worlds.
Just little sets.
Yeah, absolutely. Because when you're doing your artist research and your research generally, you need to be not just finding people that suit what you want to produce. They need to connect to your work either in the themes that they're working with, so people that create monsters, or the materials and processes that they're using. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, the reason why I would say look at Jake and Dinos Chapman is because they create quite horrible, horrific narrative objects, sculptures, which is what you're doing. You're wanting to create narrative sculpture and imagery, yeah? That's what they do. But like your claymation stuff here, you might look at other people that create puppets, that create...
Like Jim Henson?
Like Jim Henson, absolutely. Absolutely. And he has worked on particular projects. I can't remember if he did. No, he did the Dark Crystal. Have you ever seen the Dark Crystal?
No, but I know
it's
like a passion project of his.
Yeah, exactly. So in the Dark Crystal, there are very specific monster type creatures.
Yeah, like big bird things.
Yeah,
called,
yeah. I can't remember what they're called now.
Who pee in three streams.
Exactly. But finding a few more people where either they're making sort of like monster type things or sculptures that are in the same sort of materials that you want to work with. So you might look at papier-mâché. There's a lady called Polly Verity.
Why does that sound like a perfume?
I know it does, doesn't it? Right? It sounds very whimsy, her name. And she creates mythical creatures in a different way, but using paper.
Like in a more angelic
well,
way?
She creates wire structures and then coats them with wet strength tissue paper. So she's got like this Valkyrie down the bottom, and there's a phoenix. She creates lots of different sort of like creatures, and she includes natural materials like bone into her sculptures. Like,
gorgeous.
Yeah, they're really, really beautiful. But she would be really relevant to you in terms of somebody who's creating mythical creatures.
Which one? That one?
Yeah, let's go for that one. The harpy and like the phoenix. And using similar materials. Yeah, somebody who's working with paper but in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Similar to what you were doing. You were making wire armature and and sculpture. So that would directly relate to you.
So what about the other guys? What about the guys you said were shocking?
Yeah, Jake and Dinos Chapman. I will brace you because...
How gory are you talking? Like, with all like intestines out, like children
well,
decapitated?
Yeah.
There is a bit of that sort of imagery of sort of decapitation and, you know, it's the horrors of war, really, that they're communicating. But I don't want you to really look at those ones. I want you to look at the African sculpture-y stuff. That project, I can't remember what it was called.
Am I to brace myself?
Yeah, oh no, these ones are absolutely fine. So, I don't know if you recognise some of these characters. Like, that's Ronald McDonald.
He was always creepy.
Yeah, and that's another McDonald's character. But they've treated them in a way that they look like they're ancient. They look like they're hundreds of years old, but these are characters of modern day pop culture, of sort of consumer culture.
They also look like they were thrown in the gutter.
Well, exactly. Well, they look like African sculptures. We do have some African sculptures somewhere in the department. I don't know quite where they've gone. There's one. Oh, yes. Like this fertility kind of sculpture up here. Can you see the brown one with the very like big head?
Is that the fertility?
It's to do with fertility, yeah. So they were using sculptures like that as influence, but then using modern day characters, but treating them in the same style. Does that make sense?
Modern designs, old style.
Yeah. Exactly. But these are kind of becoming like monsters, aren't they? They look odd.
I think demon's a better term, but yeah.
Demon, monster... potato, potato. It's like much of a muchness, okay? So that's what I'd like you to look at. They have created all sorts of very terrifying work, and these are kind of like the little mini dioramas that they kind of make. You know, you've got these skeleton figures and people running away, and they deal with shock, they deal with horror. These are some of the drawings. They're also quite good to look at their drawings. So that's some of their drawings that they've produced.
Interesting.
Okay? Where they make creatures themselves. Okay. So they might be quite a good influence in terms of you justifying your drawings that you're producing. Like that's like another drawing of theirs. Again, that's some sort of creature biting into something. You know, it's quite light and faint. You can't quite see it on this screen. These are monoprints, okay? But they're drawings. They are another type of drawing.
You've done monoprinting.
That aren't dissimilar to your ink drawings. But again, these are good backup for what you're creating to justify. So they might be quite good to look at in terms of the sculptural stuff, but also their drawings.
You draw in an almost similar way to this with such meticulous small details.
Yeah.
So that would be almost perfect research for you.
Absolutely. And these are scary and maybe like not very pleasant entirely to look at, but that's not the point. It's you know, an example of other people creating sort of monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, using slightly different themes, but still they are monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Cool.
Let me take this. I'm just going to put some post-it notes in here for you, Rion.
In terms of summaries. Now, have you been keeping some technical notes as well, where you're writing down the processes that you've been using?
You started to put this in your sketchbook.
Which is fine. Yeah.
I gave you some handouts for paper mache for your technical notes. Do you have them or do you want them again?
I would like them again, please.
When are you going off to Ireland?
Wednesday, I think.
Oh no, not for this holiday, but as a more permanent move. Do you know?
Yeah, like when next year is done.
Okay.
Next year is like, the whole September to whenever next year ends. When that's done, I move. It's not like I booked a flight already for next year. When next year is over, I'm moving.
Okay. Is doing the course what you want to do?
Might as well give it a shot.
Okay. I want you to think a bit about it, okay? Given everything that we've discussed today and the extra work that you have to do even in this first year level, whether or not, because I just don't want you to come back in September and feel really stressed out and pressured, because the course does ramp up. And there are new expectations. I'm not saying practically, Rion, that you couldn't do the course. I think practically speaking, you're quite skillful.
Notes-wise, I'm lacking.
It's the backup stuff. Yeah.
So notes-wise.
Notes, research, technical documentation.
You're really capable of it, though, Rion.
Mm-hmm.
It's about putting in the extra time and effort.
That's fair.
And whether or not you think you're going to be able to do it. Because you have to do it for yourself. You can't do it for me, you can't do it for your mum. It has to be about you and what you want to achieve in your life. And if you're saying that the course is part of that plan, then I'm happy. But I need to see you now putting in the effort to getting these things done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I put that there because that links really well with what you've put here on the page before, is the sculpting armature. Mm-hmm. There you go. So you've got some sketchbook consolidating to do, some research. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could take that away with you on holiday, your sketchbook?
Yeah, we're
print
kind,
out
kind
a
of orientating that.
If there's time.
Before you go.
Yeah.
You did say you end up pacing up and down the farm.
Pace with your sketchbook?
Yes.
Draw some chickens and their feathers and whatever else.
Particularly their feet.
We don't have chickens, but okay.
Find some chickens, draw them.
Might be a bird.
Okay, thank you very much.